Good morning. You're listening to KTNA, Talkeetna 88.9 FM and KTNA.org online. If you're streaming this morning, it's Monday, October the 25th. I'm your host this morning, Sue Dio, here to bring you news, weather announcements, and Denali Echoes. Currently in downtown Talkeetna on 2nd Street, it is 39 degrees Fahrenheit. No precipitation as of yet. However, the forecast today and through the week: a chance of rain and snow in the morning today, then rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, and light winds. Tonight, rain and snow in the evening and scattered snow showers after midnight, snow accumulations up to 3 inches and lows in the 20s. And Tuesday, cloudy, scattered snow showers in the morning, scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Tuesday night, cloudy, isolated rain and snow showers in the evening, lows 15 to 25. And Wednesday, cloudy, isolated rain showers in the afternoon and highs lower 30s to lower 40s. And Wednesday night, snow likely, lows in the 20s. Thursday, rain and snow likely, highs 25 to 35. And the extended forecast, mostly cloudy with chances of snow, lows 15 to 25 and highs in the 30s. And that goes all the way through Sunday. So we'll see how that goes. And do keep in mind, when it starts to happen like that, the roads do get slick, so slow down out there. Yeah, again, it's the 25th of October, and the sun will rise this morning at 9:14, set at 6:14. That gives us exactly 9 hours of daylight, losing 6 minutes a day over yesterday. Our news is next.
Mountain High Pizza Pie is proud to support the KTNA local news. Mountain High Pizza Pie is open daily from noon till 9 p.m., serving pizza, calzones, sandwiches, salads, beer, and wine. 733-1234.
And back with news today. Reports of large amounts of trash in an illegal campsite in East Talkeetna near the Talkeetna River led to a complaint by Mat-Su Borough Code Compliance. Code Compliance contacted both the Alaska Railroad and the Federal Aviation Administration as property owners. The end result is industrial gates installed to close off the road to the FAA tower site. However, the issue isn't resolved, and here's the latest. For years, property at the end of F Street in East Talkeetna has been used as an illegal camping area and trash dump. Signs posted on trees in the area signaled that it was Alaska Railroad property, but this summer, railroad personnel said it was actually Federal Aviation Administration property. Complaints to Mat-Su Borough Code Compliance concerning trash on the property got the attention of the right people at FAA offices in Anchorage. The fact that the trash was attracting bears urged them into action. There was also a concern that trash would wash into the Talkeetna River. Val Jokola, Communication and Public Relations Director with FAA, has been working with Borough Code Compliance to clean up their site and install permanent gates to their property. However, there is still a property ownership dispute. She says they had to apply for permits from the railroad to install the gates. She said that FAA cleaned up their property, and the workers that installed the gates noticed that there was still trash on railroad property. While Jokola says that further complaints about trash have been filed with the borough, she has taken matters into her own hands and is working on making the area the annual green project for the year for FAA, even though it's not on their property. The FAA adopts a green project each year and dedicates volunteers to the project. She hopes to beat the snow, but as with many large corporations, the effort takes a bit of red tape.
Photos from the site received by the borough show many bags of trash, piles of beer cans, a mattress and box spring that has been burned, as well as the report of a buried refrigerator. If the project goes through as Jokela plans, it means a volunteer FAA force will come up in early November, and she'd invite a volunteer Talkeetna force to join them in the effort to clean up the railroad property for good. Jokela says if weather moves in, the project may have to wait until spring. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.
And as the One Tree Project in Talkeetna is sectioned off to artisans, another birch tree expert showed his talent at the Alaska Federation of Natives convention in Fairbanks this past weekend. KTNA reporter Deanna Hecker attended the convention and spoke to the renowned snowshoe maker George Albert of Ruby about his craft. Residents up and down the river from Ruby know Albert is the man to go for snowshoes. And here's that story.
What goes into making snowshoes out of birch?
Well, first of all, you have to find the right birch. Not any birch will do. It's got to be like your grain, have to be straight. Can't have no knots in it, and no twist, no twist at all. And it's got to be bendable. I usually take the bottom of the birch tree and cut off maybe a 6-inch piece. And if it just like chip off, well, it's not going to bend no matter what you do. You could soak it, you could steam it, whatever you want, but it's not going to bend. But if it just like if it sliver off, it just sliver off and it's really hard to cut that chip out, well, that's a good one. That's a strong birch. It's going to bend. You can make snowshoes out of it.
How do you get it to bend then?
Well, sometimes if it's not a really great birch, I'd soak it overnight in cold water. And then most of the time, though, if it's a good, I know it's bendable, I put it in hot, not quite hot water, never boiling, but pretty hot water. And then I bend it. And at the same time, I take a washcloth and keep it, keep that wood up there where you bend it wet. And then it'll bend,
So this is made out of one contiguous piece of birch wood?
No, they're spliced. If you see, you look at that, you could see the splice there. So that's two pieces. And then, of course, your cross pieces. So that's two pieces there.
What do you use for lashing?
The front is twine. It's coated with a marine-grade verathane. And this is moose skin that I clean and cut myself.
How long does it take you to make one pair of birch snowshoes?
Well, I can make the frame in one day. Then you have to dry it for a minimum 5 days, and then maybe a couple more days to, put it together and fill it and stuff. So,
how many different models do you have out? I see there's a racer, there's a walker.
Maybe 5 or 6 different. They're just different in sizes,
And can you describe them?
Well, a walker will be wider and designed more to hold you up in the deep snow. A racer is just for snowshoe racing. It's mostly done on the river, so it's shorter, narrower, and it probably won't work very good in deep snow.
Who taught you this art of making snowshoes out of birch?
I pretty much taught myself, but one time my Uncle Peter Domoski was telling my dad what to do in order to bend birch to make snowshoes, and I listened to him, what he said. He wasn't talking to me, he was talking to my dad. So the next time I went out to my trapping camp, I did everything that I heard him say was necessary to do to bend the snowshoe frame. And that's how I got started. And, but pretty much I'm self-taught.
How many years have you been making those snowshoes?
Lots. Over 30 years. I started when I was in my early 20s, so long time.
Well, thank you very much.
And that's our news for today. We'll be back in just a moment with Denali Echoes and our announcements.
Thank you. tune into Random Radio from 2 to 3 on Monday afternoons for everything from Otis to P-Funk.
And back with Denali Echoes this morning. KTNA provides Denali Echoes as a service to our listeners without regular phone service, and we don't have any echoes this morning at all. But to send an echo or cancel one you've received, you can send us an email from our website at ktna.org or call the studio at 733-1200. Again, no Denali Echoes this morning. We have quite a long list of announcements coming up on KTNA. After years of service in the legislature and the lieutenant governor's office, Sean Parnell became governor when Sarah Palin resigned. Now he wants to be in that elected to that office. Alaskans will ask what a Parnell administration would look like on a special Monday edition of Talk of Alaska. Again, that's today at 10 o'clock from APRN. On KTNA. On line one, Thad Woodard guests are Laurel Wood, the immunization program manager for the state of Alaska, and state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin. The topic is influenza and its prevention, and that is tonight at 7 p.m. The Talkeetna Community Council is participating in the State of Alaska Community Revenue Sharing Program. They'll receive $20,200 for each fiscal year to spend on projects that serve the public benefit. The council is conducting a public process to decide how to best spend the money to benefit the Talkeetna community. There will be a revenue sharing committee meeting to establish the rules for the process, and that's Tuesday, tomorrow, at 6 p.m. at the Talkeetna Roadhouse. And if you have questions, everybody's invited to that meeting. If you have questions, call Howard 733-1237 for more information. And here's what's happening in the Talkeetna Community Schools program. Julia Marsh Crescetto will be teaching a six-week painting class exploring watercolors. Participants will explore materials, techniques, and subject matter that can make this medium unique and fun. The first session will be Tuesday, October 26th. That's tomorrow. After that, every session will be on Thursday, 6:30 to 9. Class is limited, open to 7th graders through adult. Materials list will be provided when you sign up. And you can call to sign up at the voicemail 352-3876. The Talkeetna Fire Department Auxiliary is looking for volunteers to participate in their upcoming trunk and treating event. The basic idea of trunk or treat is for members of the community to volunteer to pass out candy from trunks of their cars on Halloween. The event will be held at the Talkeetna Elementary School parking lot 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, October 31st. It's an opportunity for folks who live in the areas outside of town to pass out candy to trick-or-treaters in a safe location. For more information or volunteer, contact Jennifer 841-7332 or call the station 111-733-2443. And as of January 1st, 2011, the state of Alaska will no longer provide adult tetanus and pneumonia vaccines to health facilities for free. If you're due for one or never had one, you can call and schedule an appointment before December 1st, 733-2273. Once the vaccines are gone, there will be a charge. And in collaboration with the United Way, Sunshine Community Health Center will have a men's clinic November the 2nd at Willow. And you must get your lab in advance. You can call the Talkeetna Clinic to make an appointment, 733-2273. And that's what we have for announcements today. Looking at the community calendar, today is the 25th, and one birthday, Carrie Larson. Happy birthday, Carrie. And tomorrow, it's Greg Curtis's birthday. Happy birthday, both of you, and have a good birthday week. Looking at what's coming up at the school menu today, they're going to serve French toast sticks, sausage links, tropical cracker, and peach fruit cup, and as always, milk. That's going on at the elementary school today. Coming up next on KTNA is, as always, Morning News with Steve Heimel, and then Morning Edition. performance today, and then the special Talk of Alaska today with Sean Parnell, and Talk of the Nation at 11, and Midday News at noon today, and then Informazine Classical Spotlights with Misty at 1, and Random Radio with Becky at 2 o'clock. And then Democracy Now! At 3. 4 o'clock is All Things Considered. That's 2 hours and leads us into our evening news tonight with Ellen Thea. And 6:30 is Alaska News Nightly. That special Line 1 Health Connection is at 7. And Maureen McLaughlin comes in for Exile on 2nd Street at 8. And then the Midnight Special for 2 hours. And then we have the Folk Sampler, and then we turn it back over to BBC World Service overnight. It's currently 39 degrees Fahrenheit in downtown Talkeetna, overcast skies, and we're waiting for a bit of precipitation. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna, 88.9 FM. And if you're streaming in, ktna.org. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.